Steve Cooper, Rank Success, and welcome to another Rank Success podcast. And today's podcast really is, I've thought what to call it, but I'm going to call it Prep on a Page. So all your promotion preparation on one page. So I just want you to hold that thought in your head for a minute, because this podcast I'm going to, with the help of a few successful promotion candidates, a few successful clients that have worked with me, that have been successful in achieving their promotion aims, I'm just going to, with their assistance, with some of their testimonials, just highlight some of the value in you considering this concept of a plan on a page or prep on a page. Now, I can't claim the credit for that, even though years ago it's exactly what I did when I prepared for my inspector's promotion selection process. I got hold of a A3 piece of card that I bought from the post office in my local town. I know it cost me 45p, silly things you remember, but it cost me 45p, and I wanted that to distill and refine for me everything for my promotion preparation ahead of the selection process. And the reason I did that is because, you know, you can write endless notes. There's nothing wrong with you writing notes, but at some point you have to distill it and refine it and move away from any paperwork, because you won't have paperwork when you're sat in front of a promotion board or selection panel. You will only have what's in your head, in your memory. And so what I wanted to do with this is just through this lens, if you like, through this one suggestion, prep on a page, just discuss some of the things that you might want to include and that you can probably think about some options, some food for thought for you. And as I say, to do that with the help of some of these testimonials here that refer to things that these individuals found helpful from a personal perspective. So this concept of a plan on a page is a helpful one. It's one for you to kind of think about. So if you think you've got to do loads and loads and loads of work for promotion, you've got to do a lot of thinking, a lot of reflection. But most cops, I find, have got experience, lots of experiences. It's just knowledge gaps, really. And then pulling it all together to get matched for it for a promotion selection process. So plan on a page then. Well, the first thing I did years ago with my own, and it's a matter for you, is I wanted to get down on a piece of paper everything that I was worried about, concerned about, all the uncertainty I had, the whataboutery, if you like. What about this? What about that? What if? You know, what if I dry up in the interview? What if I can't answer a question? What if I just want the world to open up, the earth to open up and swallow me there and then? I needed to get all my worries, my fears, my concerns, kind of cleanse my head, if you like, of all the noise and the blockage and the barriers. So I wrote that all down on the one side of that A3 piece of paper. And there was quite a lot of it. But what it allowed me to do was a bit like a portrait of Dorian Gray. Not that I'm kind of evil and wizened and lined. But I was able to look at it and do an honest, mature assessment of where I was in relation to my state of preparation. So a bit of a reality check, really. An honest assessment with myself as judge, jury, executioner, if you like, but also as coach, mentor, and guide, just to help me focus in on whether those things were solvable or whether I could get to work on them now or I had to kind of prioritise them. So that's the first thing I did. And on the reverse of that card, I laid down everything that was worrying me. And I found that very helpful. So this concept of a plan on a page, if you like, when I flipped it over, I was able to start with, well, look, what are the priorities? What are the priorities here? So starting to put down things like the policing plan. What are the priorities as a newly promoted inspector, as I was looking at then? How will I be making a contribution to the policing plan? So to do that, you need to know what it is. What are the priorities that we're actually going to be working towards and I'll be contributing towards over the next 12 months, 18 months, 2 years? Because that's the context. What does the current inspection of the force look like? You know, where are we in the view of independent inspection? So look at HMIC inspections, or HMIC FRCS, I think they are at the moment. So have a look at that. I've done some YouTube videos on that. Have a look at your peel assessment. That looks at the effectiveness, efficiency and legitimacy of your force. What are the areas for improvement or areas of concern that are highlighted? Because that allows you to then start prioritising around what you're going to be doing to help the force through your own contributions. And what's the force mission and vision and values? Well, you know, without being argumentative or pedantic, most forces, for the sake of argument, are about building safer communities together. So that's the mission. The vision, you know, is not every force has a mission and a vision. Some have one or the other, but values are important. So your own values that you'll be working with and to and in accordance with, and also any values that are important within policing that are, if you like, emphasised. So the College of Policing's values of integrity, transparency, you know, impartiality, honesty, fairness, respect, those kind of things. Just to start you getting orientated on what's important. So I kind of had that in the top right hand corner of my page. And then it's about thinking about, okay, as an inspector, or and you can obviously mirror this with being a sergeant, one of the things that I tried to do to really kind of focus my mind and distill and refine my responses, if you like, and really focus my thinking, was to imagine walking into the board and the first thing that the chair of the panel said to me was, I have here in my hand your inspector's pips. And if you tell us, if you can tell us what you're going to do with them, what will you do with them, we'll consider promoting you. And that's still an exercise I still use with people today, to kind of say, what will you do when you get promoted? What will you do with your stripes? What will you do? So one of the great ways to do that is to really focus on what you think you're going to be contributing to the force when you get promoted as a newly promoted leader, supervisor, manager. Generally, what will you be doing? Okay, so. And then specifically, what will you be doing? How can you help? And you may find the peel assessment I alluded to earlier helpful with that. So some of the things that arise in peel inspections are standards of investigation, legitimacy issues around use of force, taser, knowledge of the NDM. So it's a great resource for you to read to kind of get up to spec if you want to start then looking at this prep on a page. Your role. You know, if you're going for a sergeant, what's the role? Well, in a nutshell, it's to set, communicate and reinforce standards. That's my way of saying it. And as an inspector, that's what I would want from my sergeants, to ensure that they're setting, communicating and reinforcing standards. As an inspector, you can then do your job of inspecting the standards that sergeants are setting, communicating and reinforcing. So it's just, again, refining some of these issues as food for thought, and then for converting into meaningful interview responses. So you know, understanding what you will do is very, very helpful. And one of the things that I sometimes use with one-to-one candidates is I will say to people, you know, write down some lines. You know, it's not punishment, it's just an exercise. What will you do as a new sergeant? What will you do as a new inspector? What will you do as a new chief inspector? Because this also helps you kind of get into the mindset of preparing for forward-facing questions, and there's no set way of doing that. But if you can get used to saying things like, you know, I will lead by example, I will attend incidents and get around stations, around the area to deliver visible, meaningful leadership. I will make decisions effectively using the NDM, recording my rationale and ensuring that I do the right thing by trying to align my decisions in every case to the code of ethics, to, you know, to demonstrate my own individual accountability, force accountability, organisational accountability through effective decision making. I'll focus on the drivers of public confidence, you know, effective investigation of crime, alleviating antisocial behaviour in communities, telling the public and sharing and communicating our successes, delivering the very best service we can with the resources we're given, or that I'm given. So again, just writing out lines, what will you do? Because if you're asked the forward-facing question, you know, how will you lead your teams through these difficult and challenging times, you can then slot into some of that prior thought that you've and preparation you've done on your prep on a page, if you like. So again, I generally start these podcasts by, you know, reminding you that you can download, if you want to hit the ground running, if you haven't got time to listen to this podcast all today, if you're commuting, if you're out walking your dog, you can get home, you can download a digital toolkit, a bespoke one for Sergeant, Inspector, Chief Inspector, a 4-hour promotion masterclass that I've recorded, and you can really hit the ground running with these issues, and which are discussed in those products and resources. I just want to kind of ask you to bear with me for a minute. I said I'd use some of my successful customers to kind of share the value of this exercise, you know, prep on a page, plan on a page, refining and distilling your prep, to just show you that it does work. And of course, you know, you can hop straight over to my testimonials page on my site, ranksuccess.co.uk, and have a look at the testimonials. There are now countless testimonials now where, as you know, word of mouth spreads from successful supervisors, and they tell their teams, or they tell their own supervisors, as has happened recently. People can make their own minds up about what they want to do, and that's all I want to do in providing all the free information I do, free blogs, free podcasts, free videos on YouTube, is just to help support your thinking and to inform your decision making. So I just want to tell a very quick story, and then I'll come back to this concept of plan on a page. But this story has actually manifested this idea, and it's called Three Stripes to Three Pips in 3 Years, and it's about Nathan, who is one of my customers, who I'll read out his words that he's happy for me to share. And he passed his Chief Inspector promotion board recently, and he just tells a story of the last 3 years. So Sergeant to Chief Inspector in 3 years. It can be done. It can be done for determined, focused, motivated, driven individuals, and making the most of opportunities as you come along. And a lot of these issues that I'm talking about are just some of the ideas to help you prepare effectively for your promotion opportunity. So Nathan starts with, I first met Steve in July 2018 when I was a sergeant attending his What Works promotion masterclass event in Birmingham. I was successful first time in the 2018 Force Inspector Boards that followed, and again in 2019 in a selection process for a Specialist Detective Inspector post, and I received glowing feedback from my interview board. Colleagues I subsequently signposted to Steve were also successful in achieving promotions. His one-to-one personal support over a 3-year period to date has included insightful and supportive telephone conversations around CPD focus, structuring promotion evidence, and our mutual interest in leadership literature. Steve's bespoke approach to effective promotion preparation gave me the confidence and skills to achieve, and using his digital Chief Inspector toolkit, recommended reading, and having put the necessary hard work in to apply myself over the last 7 months, I've just achieved promotion to Chief Inspector in a very tough force selection process. Over 30 candidates applied, 10 got through, and I've also been selected to study for a Master's degree in Applied Criminology at Cambridge. I highly recommend Steve's services and resources to any officer aspiring to promotion. The return on investment for me is significant. So that's a little story, a true story, and it's some of the words that, some of the feedback that and comments that Nathan was happy to share for me to share publicly. But the thing for me is, a lot of these issues around prep on a page is where it really does underpin effective promotion support. So, you know, in that quick short story, Nathan talks about the promotion masterclass being What Works. Now, I call it What Works because I think I can. I think since I started this in 2014, when I left the police service, and I've delivered promotion masterclasses around the country now, and I essentially focused upon the National Motorcycle Museum in Birmingham, which was a good place for connection for traffic reasons, etc., for most forces to access. I called it What Works, because I think it's tried and tested now time and time and time again. And Nathan, of course, is a product of that. But the thing is, using those same principles, the same issues that I cover in the Promotion Masterclass, which I've now recorded in a 4-hour video, which you can download, he was able to go forward and gain that specialist DI post as well, using the same kind of bouncing forward off the same preparation. He referred these techniques and these products and these services to other people who were successfully promoted. And that's the thing I mean by word of mouth. So my bespoke approach, it is bespoke. There's a bespoke downloadable guide you can download to be sergeant or inspector to chief inspector. So all the federated ranks are covered, and you can depart those guides, if you like, on the cusp of forward facing towards superintendent rank. So there's lots of food for thought in there. Nathan says, of course, he used the Digital Chief Inspector Toolkit, recommended reading. So yes, I cover that in my, you'll find links to recommended reading all over the place on my site, in my blogs, on ranksuccess.co.uk and on policehour.co.uk. And then Nathan also alludes to having put the necessary work in. Well, of course, there's the big ingredient. You know, my guides are, you know, food for thought. They are succinct, meaningful, distilled information to help you blend with your own, you know, drive, determination, focus, motivation. And so he put the necessary work in together with that to achieve success. So part of that was a prep on a page. I want you to arrive at a point at some stage in your effective promotion with looking at one side of A4 or A3, as I was doing, and having, if you like, some bubbles, some clouds, some scribbles, some mind maps, a clock face, a spider diagram, bullet points. It doesn't really matter. Everybody's different. But essentially, you're arriving at a point where all your promotion preparation is now on one side of one piece of paper, so prep on a page. And I said I can't claim the credit for this, because your force may have a force plan on a page, and that's a fantastic way of you you know, just printing off something that identifies the priorities of your force on one page, and you can then refine that and amend it and adjust it to morph it, if you like, to a promotion preparation page, plan on a page. So one of the other things, apart from, you know, the priorities, the mission, vision and values, and the areas of improvement or concern highlighted for your force, together with what you will do in the rank, so the role, is CPD. So what have you done in relation to your own CPD? I've done a separate podcast on that, but essentially, you know, it's a killer question. What have you done to prepare yourself? And more importantly, how are you developing other people? What have you done to develop other people in the last 12 months, shall we say? It's something that's expected of all leaders. The College of Policing Leadership Review says that every existing leader should take responsibility for driving their own CPD. So what evidence have you got of that? Because it is the killer question. What have you done to develop yourself? There is a CPD template in my video masterclass, and I think it's in my downloadable guides as well. But it's really important. So what does your CPD look like? Talk yourself through it, talk a family member through it, a loved one, just so that you've got it in your head and you can be proactive verbally with that. One of the other concepts that I kind of play about with, if you like, in my head, and you'll probably hear it through some of my YouTube videos and some of my podcasts, is the concept of time travel. So if you're preparing for a promotion board, get used to time travel. You know, where has your force come from? You know, where is it, if you like, travelled from? Where is it now, and where is it headed towards? That's a really good concept to put on there, you know, past, present, future. So you'll see some of my blogs are around preparing for the future, investigating the future. And the reason for that is because, you know, policing, like everything else, doesn't stand still. There's a volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous world that you're choosing to step forward into as an environment for getting promoted, to lead people, to lead change, to manage and lead performance and to drive performance. So, you know, what are the expectations of you when you get promoted? So a good way of doing that is to look at, so in that creaking you can hear, sorry, I did forget to say at the beginning of my podcast, I'm on a little boat I've got on the south coast. It's where I come to kind of share my food for thought, occasionally a bit of fishing, but just to chill out and have a coffee from time to time. But this is where I do my podcast from. So the creaking is not my knees, it is the ropes on the boat, and you'll probably hear some seagulls to go with it as well. So this concept of time travel's important. So to help you with that, you know, what is the mission of the force? I've alluded to that. Generally, there's a policing vision for the country. There are technical aspects that go with that. What's the future around technical priorities? So some of the documents you can read around that is the 2025 policing vision, the 2030 or 10-year digital strategy for policing, the national strategy for policing, which if you're going to get promoted, you're going to be leading teams through that environment. So that's talking about the transformation of policing from a digital perspective. So what do you know about that? If you read about it in slow time, have a look at that. You know, how will you do that? What's your current knowledge around tech? Generally, the police service is behind the curve. It always has been. It probably always will be. But what do you know about it? What do you need? What do you know about what's required of policing to be able to keep up and move forward in the future? So the National Digital Strategy document is a really kind of helpful one for you to read, because that covers 10 years, 2030. And then jump in your time machine and shoot forward to 2040, to the College of Policing's Future Operating Environment document, and have a look at that. Now, nobody knows what the future looks like precisely, so they experiment with scenarios and what may or may not be the case. But as someone who needs to be match fit for a promotion process, you know, this issue of past, present and future is really important, because you'll be leading into the future. So you are future focused. So have a little box on your prep on a page for time travel. And then however you choose to lay out is up to you. But, you know, some people like to lay it out as a clock face. So at 12 o'clock, you've got the force mission, vision and values. 1 o'clock, you've got, you know, the priorities that you're going to be focusing on. At 2 o'clock, you've got the role and so on, or a mind map or a spider diagram, bullets. It doesn't really matter. But what does your plan on a page look like as it starts to take shape? The whole issue of a plan on a page is something that's really been helpful to lots and lots of officers. And I always ask you to keep an ideas one there as well. So always have a space, allow a space or a proportion of your prep on a page for ideas. So innovative and open-minded is the competency. But also, you know, you're human. You have ideas about what your force is doing well, what it's not doing well. You know, if you're given a free rein, what would you do differently and why? Where do you think your force are getting things wrong? Where do you think policing's getting things wrong? You know, have your own thoughts, include them, share them with the board. People never do that. Well, in my experience, you know, most of my clients do. There are models for verbal responses that I've got in my digital toolkits, and one of those is enamel. And part of enamel is my own thoughts are. There's nothing wrong with you sharing your own thoughts with the promotion board and having the courage of your convictions. And if you're not getting things right in your force around certain things, then, you know, there's no point just pointing it out for its own sake, but point it out and say what you think's wrong, what you think could be done better, and what you will focus on as a newly promoted leader going forward. Okay, so I said I'd try and do this with some of the help from my successful clients. There are lots of them. I'm very proud of that. When I started this process, when I started this business, Rank Success, what I wanted to do was to have proof of the pudding. I wanted cops to be looking at this and going, will it work for me though? What's in it for me? Because that's at the heart of what everybody wants to know, is will it work for me? And what I aim to do is to put enough free information out there enough meaningful products that you can add value to your own preparation, and mixed with your own, as I say, motivation and determination, you can make of it what you will, but it will get you to the door of that interview board or that assessment centre in a much better position of being match fit for the challenge or the opportunity. So I'm very proud of it. I'm very, very proud of the fact that, you know, the pandemic actually forced me, after lots of requests of asking, you know, Steve, when are you going to be doing your promotion masterclasses again, to record it. I've recorded it. It's now been shown, if you like, or now being watched in almost every UK force. And Garda Síochána officers have downloaded it. Police Scotland, and most of the forces. And for me, that's something I'm really, really proud of, because it's not finished yet. I started this business 6 years ago, 2014, 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago. It's still growing. As I say, word of mouth, recommendations. So I just wanted to share a couple of bits of feedback about people who have benefited from this prep on a page approach. And I'll just read them out for you, and then I'll come back to this concept. So the reason I share it is not because look at these successful individuals, but it's them telling you in their own words what it was that worked for them, because the same things don't always work for everybody. So this one's Lowry. Steve, just a quick message to thank you for your products and guidance, which helped me pass my promotion board. Your YouTube videos and guides are so user-friendly and informative. I'd recommend them to anyone going for promotion. I found them a brilliant source of information and worth every penny. Now, that kind of feedback to me is manna from heaven, really, because I never know whether I'm hitting the mark all the time, and I want to try and hit it as consistently as possible for as many people as possible. So this is fine, if you like, feedback for me to adjust and amend my approach. So this is feedback from Gareth. Hi Steve, just a quick thank you. I had the dream phone call this morning, let me know I'd passed the boards and that I'll be keeping the stripes I've been looking after temporarily for the past 9 months. I bought the Sergeant's Digital Toolkit after reading all your free content. I've followed your YouTube content over the last months, which together allowed me to be much better prepared, better informed, and as importantly, much more confident in the way I presented my evidence and examples. It's greatly appreciated. So when I look at that, that's really important. I mean, the bit at the beginning around, you know, I had the dream phone call. I remember my dream phone call, both for Sergeant and Inspector, when I got the call from the senior management team telling me I'd got through a process. And sometimes it's easy to forget that, because it is a process. It is an objective process. I try and help you to introduce some more subjective elements. So as I alluded to, you know, your own thoughts and what you believe and what you will do. So introducing that subjective parts into a objective process. But it's sometimes easy to overlook the fact that, you know, people are chasing and progressing their goals and their dreams, their hopes, their aspirations in this process. And so when I see language like that, you know, it's a feel-good factor. You know, I had the dream phone call. And often, you know, as has been the case in the last 6 years, many people have come as constables, been successful as sergeants, going forward for inspector, and some have become chief inspectors. And a couple of those have gone on beyond that. So it's the same information, but it's you making meaning of it. This one is some anonymous PSNI. I often get officers from Police Service of Northern Ireland asking for any testimonials they're happy to share. I never include surnames or second names or mention individual forces generally, but this is an anomaly, really, if you like, for understandable reasons with the security situation, that officers and Police Service in Northern Ireland often ask for me to anonymise their comments whilst they're happy for me to share them. So this is an anonymous one from an inspector candidate who's successful. Steve, I just wanted to say thanks for the content you provided on your YouTube channel. I used your insights and nuggets of wisdom provided. In particular, I found the PESTEL model worked perfectly for me during my presentation to set out the current risks and challenges that I faced. The fact that you provide this quality content for free is admirable in the current financial climate and is an outlier when compared with our service providers in the same market. Please keep up this brilliant work. It's really helped me in my promotion from sergeant to inspector. So when I read stuff like that, it's food for the soul. It really is for me. It's why I keep doing it. And I shall keep doing it until there comes a time when I need to move on. But if you're interested in it, you can download a digital toolkit and do the same as these successful officers have done, because the one thing they all have in common is they did exactly that. They downloaded it, they listened to the podcast, they watched the free YouTube videos, they read the free blogs, and they made that informed decision, because that's why I provide it all, is to help you make an informed decision to download the toolkit. And that's the stuff that really kind of works for people. And the next one really is for Christopher. I just wanted to say that having watched your YouTube videos and downloaded your digital guide bundle, I was able to approach my sergeant's board with more confidence. I also enjoyed your All Leaders Read videos. So again, insights, snippets, golden nuggets, if you like. Everybody moves through this information and picks up what they want to do to refine and distill their approach. And I know that each of these individuals all ended up with a plan on a page, a prep on a page. So they've moved through all the areas where they had knowledge gaps, all the areas where they were uncertain, as I alluded to at the beginning, and then started to kind of refine it and distill it and solidify it on a page in the front. So they're actually looking at stuff they really want to get across to the promotion board, what they will do, the fact that they understand the role functions and dimensions, they understand the priorities for policing going forward, they understand the fact that their role as leaders, managers, supervisors is to continue to develop themselves, but also to develop other people, to give them opportunities to learn and to grow and to develop, you know, to never stop moving forward, if you like. Miles, Steve, I just wanted to say thank you for the work that you do and your informative videos and guides. I found out I was successful on first attempt to inspector in my home force. Now, I look at things like that and I think, well, you know, I don't know when people are watching the videos and the guides or listening to the podcasts, but it's fantastic that they take time out just to send me a quick email like that to say that they were successful and on their first time. So the thing I've noticed in my testimonials as a result of all these kind of feedback is that there's more and more and more people getting successful first time, which again is why I allude to what works. And as I say, there are no guarantees. I certainly cannot guarantee you getting through first time. But what I can do is I can guarantee that, you know, most people don't prepare this way and it shows. And that's why, you know, these individuals and all the individuals on my testimonials page were effectively miles ahead of anybody else. They set themselves apart from their competition, and the way they do it is to kind of work through and reflect and to think. And the other thing is, you know, it takes quite a while to do this. I'm talking about a prep on a page. You might be putting that together over a month, 2 months, and sometimes longer than that. As you heard earlier on, Nathan talked about 7 months preparing for his chief inspector's board. I know that some people, I'm going to read you one out now, Zed. Zed sent me a message. Hello, Steve. I've repeatedly watched your videos on YouTube over 9 months in preparation for my first sergeant's board. I downloaded your sergeant's toolkit. Great inspiration and knowledge, without which I would not have passed my board first time. So there you go, 3 months, 7 months, 9 months. Everybody's different. Everybody approaches promotion with different knowledge and experience. What I try and do is kind of cut straight through it and give you the tools you need to actually succeed. So just before I kind of finish, I wanted to come back and just say this concept is just an idea. It's just one idea of prep on a page. But often people will think, oh, there's so much to do. I've got so much else going on in my life or my work. I know that if, you know, young officers are doing degrees, and I know that lots of supervisors are helping them, you know, with discussions and conversations around that, because it's really hard for people who are doing degrees to get through the promotion, to get through their probation. And together with workload reviews, together with the demand of incidents, together with, you know, growing expectations, shift changes, the events going on in society, it can be really hard to keep a track on your own personal goals. So if you want to progress your career through, you know, vertical promotion through the ranks, it can be hard. It is very hard. So this concept of prep on a page, plan on a page, means that you can carry that around with you if you want to, because it can be just a scribbled page in your, you know, day book. It can be a piece of paper folded up in your pocket. It can be a template or a notes page on your iPad. The point being is it's between you and yourself, and you're moving forward incrementally on a day-to-day basis. But this concept of plan on a page with mission, vision, values, which is what will always push you or pull you forward, that's where you're headed. That's what's pulling everybody through. The priorities that you'll be focusing on, the role that you'll be performing. So a lot of people don't know the role they're going for and can't talk about it. And when they get asked the simple question, would you explain to the panel a little bit about the role that you are putting yourself forward for? So whether that's sergeant or inspector, or could you tell me the difference? Could you tell us or explain your understanding of the difference between the role of constable and sergeant, or sergeant and inspector? So this is where this work allows you to kind of put down the key points. You can put some little kind of bullet points underneath it, and the point being is you've then got a succinct piece of paper that's with you all the time. It can always be added to, amended, and changed as your ideas do. So you'll notice that on my videos I always say to you, an old-fashioned rubber and a pencil and you know, a notebook are your best friends when you're preparing for promotion, and of course a highlighter pen, because it's always a work in motion. There's never anything standing still. But what you want to do is ultimately with this concept is end up with a piece of paper that actually captures from, if you like, looking down on it, a helicopter view of your promotion preparation. So your leadership, your development, your ideas, your priorities, and what you will do, that just helps to give you that added degree or measure of confidence when you go forward. Okay, so that's just one concept that I've been talking about, is the idea of, you know, prep or a plan on a page. You can see how valuable it is from some of the insights and feedback and comments from successful customers. I know that all of them will have worked through and arrived at that point. And you may not be doing that at the moment. You may not have thought of this, but you do not need loads and loads of books and papers and shuffling things around. You can do it all on one piece of paper. So with that in mind, I will be back with another podcast in due course. Wherever you are on your promotion journey, I wish you all the very best. Keep the momentum going, and I'll speak to you again soon. Thank you. We'll be right back.